This is the NewsRamp Cryptocurrency Podcast. It's Sunday morning, May 3rd, 2026. The stories are real. The voice is AI. Read more at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Here's what's making news.
Investor News Breaks, Forward Industries, Inc. optimizes capital strategy with strategic buyback. Forward Industries, Inc. recently announced a strategic share repurchase, buying back over 6 million common shares from an institutional investor for $27.40 million. This move reduces outstanding shares from 83,142,133 to 76,977,809, taking advantage of low prices to return a meaningful block of shares to the Treasury. Chief Investment Officer Ryan Navi highlighted the company's disciplined capital allocation approach and commitment to maximizing long-term value for shareholders.
European countries resist efforts by the EU to regulate crypto centrally. EU member states are resisting a proposal by the European Commission to centralize oversight of crypto asset service providers, marking a setback for efforts to tighten control over a fast-expanding and often unclear segment of the financial system. As the discussions continue on how to structure the regulatory framework in the EU, industry actors like MicroStrategy Inc. will be taking note and weighing how any progress made could impact the crypto industry.
Bitcoin funds received almost a billion inflows last week. Bitcoin funds received nearly $1 billion in inflows last week, signaling renewed confidence from major investors in the crypto market. Data shows that digital asset funds attracted around $1.20 billion, with Bitcoin alone drawing in $933 million. This surge underscores the growing presence of institutional players in the market, outpacing retail traders. Companies like Riot Blockchain Inc. will be watching closely to see if BTC continues to rise.
Senate Democrats demand strict executive controls in landmark crypto legislation. Senate Democrats are pushing for stricter executive controls in a landmark crypto legislation, citing concerns over the Trump family's involvement in the sector. This move comes as the midterm elections approach, with BitFuFu Inc. among the industry players watching closely. The focus is on preventing ethical controversies and conflicts of interest in the rapidly growing crypto industry.
IRS says AI is worsening crypto fraud. The IRS warns that artificial intelligence is fueling a surge in cryptocurrency fraud. The U.S. Internal Revenue Service Criminal Investigation Division states that AI is enabling scammers to conduct more sophisticated and convincing schemes. Companies like AI Maverick Intel Inc. are urged to remain vigilant as these threats evolve. For more tech news, visit techmediawire.com. European banks incorporate crypto into their core infrastructure. European banks like Crédit Bank and CERES CRIBC in Belgium are integrating access to Ether and Bitcoin into their core infrastructure, rather than creating separate crypto divisions. This move signals a shift in how large financial institutions are approaching digital asset trading. Such changes are closely monitored by leading crypto firms like Riot Blockchain Inc., as they could have significant implications for the industry.
Okay, thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Cryptocurrency Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.